Let's get the latest from the US right now. The trial is continuing of the former police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year. Let's go live to LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks. That trial continuing, Simon?
Yes, indeed, as it has throughout the week, John, and as it has throughout the week, we witnessed quite a lot of drama in the trial yesterday. The central witness for much of the day was the 19-year-old cashier at a convenience store, Cup Foods, into which George Floyd wandered in order to buy a packet of cigarettes. The cashier is Christopher Martin, and he was the first person to testify at this trial that when George Floyd walked into that convenience store and a train of events began that would ultimately lead to his death, he was clearly showing evidence of being under the influence of drugs. Mr. Martin described his attempts to make a bit of small talk with George Floyd as he prepared to make his purchase.
So when I had asked him if he played baseball, he went on to respond to that, but it kind of took him a little long to get to what he was trying to say, so it would appear that he was high.
And of course, the defense is going to argue that it was the influence of drugs under which George Floyd was that was a contributory factor to his death. But Mr. Martin went on to explain just the quite extraordinary minutiae of circumstances that led to police being called. George Floyd buying a packet of cigarettes, using what Mr. Martin thought was a counterfeit $20 bill. When he showed the $20 bill to his manager, the manager said, "Get the customer back into the shop." Mr. Martin went outside, tried to bring George Floyd back into the store. Mr. Floyd refused to come back. Mr. Martin went back to his store manager and said, "You know what? Let's not have a fuss about this. I'll just replace the $20 bill out of my own pocket." A situation that obviously, had the manager availed himself of it, would have spared George Floyd's life. But of course, the manager didn't know that, and the manager said, "No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to go and bring him back into the store." Another attempt was made to bring Mr. Floyd back into the supermarket. It too failed, and at that point police were called, and within minutes Christopher Martin, the cashier, becomes one of those bystanders watching what is happening to George Floyd at the knee of Officer Derek Chauvin, and becomes yet another bystander to testify that he now has a feeling of personal remorse about what happened to George Floyd that day.
We saw you standing there with your hands on your head for a while, correct?
Correct.
What was going through your mind during that time period?
Disbelief and guilt.
Okay. Why guilt?
If I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided.
If he hadn't taken the counterfeit $20 bill, or of course, if he'd simply replaced it out of his own pocket, Mr. Floyd's death could have been avoided. The other highlight, if that's the word I'm looking for, at the trial yesterday, was that for the first time, the jury was shown the body cam footage filmed by Officer Chauvin and other members of the police force as they first attempted to arrest George Floyd and put him into a police car. And Mr. Floyd absolutely resisted that, and you'll hear in this tape that he claims that he's claustrophobic.
So you get in this car, we can talk.
I'm claustrophobic.
I'm hearing you, but you're not working with me.
God, I'm claustrophobic.
Get in the car.
Get in the car. Get me in the front. Please.
No, you're not
getting
in the car.
I'm claustrophobic.
Get in the car.
Okay? I'm not a bad guy, man.
Get in the car.
I'm not a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy, shouts George Floyd as police officers as he refuses to get into the car. As that body cam footage and then subsequent footage off the camera was being shown, the witness on the stand at the time, another passerby, Charles McMillian, broke down in tears to the point where the court had to be adjourned for 10 minutes, absolutely collapsing emotionally on the witness stand. Another witness who regrets not having done more more to intervene and prevent George Floyd's death as the police treatment that he witnessed was being meted out to him. So it was another very strong day in terms of the prosecution case, but we did see and hear clear evidence that George Floyd was under the influence of drugs, and the defence is absolutely going to capitalise on that.
And Simon, President Biden has unveiled a very big infrastructure plan.
$2 trillion, another $2 trillion spending request by Joe Biden that heads to Congress. He wants to fix thousands of bridges, fix 10,000 miles of road in the United States. He wants to rip out every single remaining lead water pipe in the country. He wants to bring affordable broadband infrastructure to the entire nation by 2030. He is suggesting that this infrastructure plan is not just going to address America's crumbling infrastructure, but is going to be a job creator and will allow the country more effectively to compete specifically against China. But in order to do all of this, he wants to raise corporation tax in the United States from 21% to 28%. He wants the country's businesses to pay for all of this. And that, of course, leads Republicans to say that this is dead on arrival once it gets to Capitol Hill, although it's possible that that's not true, because because President Biden has quite carefully planned all of this in a bid to try and make sure that it is acceptable to every single Democrat in the U.S. Senate. He would need every single one in a 50-50 Senate to get this done, but if he can thread that particular needle, then this will be another massive piece of economic stimulus that President Biden wants to be able to point to as an achievement in his early months in office.
Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, thank you very much for that.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.